For the second year in a row, the U.S. has admitted a dramatically smaller number of refugees. Administration officials blame stringent security checks needed after September 11th, but they say the situation is improving. And as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, an overhaul of U.S. policy is underway to address a longer-term decline in refugee admissions.
The U.S. admitted just 28,000 refugees in the past fiscal year. That's less than half the allotted ceiling, and that was already set far below pre-9/11 levels. Kathleen Newland of the Migration Policy Institute says the terror attacks have had a paralyzing effect.
Nobody, absolutely no bureaucrat in the system, is willing to take even the very slightest risk of being the person who signs the paper that admits the one terrorist who tries to come in as a refugee.
Even though, Newland notes, that has never happened before. Despite the current decline, the U.S. still admits more refugees than all other countries combined. Erica Feller of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees says for this she's grateful. But as a leader, she says the U.S. sets an example, and as it's pulled in its welcome mat, so have other countries.
It manifests itself in a greater readiness to close borders, to keep people out, to return people on suspicion rather than on the basis of fact.
Refugee advocates fear a further decline in U.S. admissions and worry the Bush administration lacks the political commitment to revive the program. Assistant Secretary of State Jean Dewey says this is not the case.
It's taken a lot more commitment than in past years when it was easy. It hasn't been easy the last 2 years.
When screening refugees overseas, U.S. officials have had to run cumbersome name checks, often on illiterate people who didn't even know how to spell their name. In Kenya, they're installing new fingerprinting equipment, and they've taken greater care to weed out widespread fraud. Still, the State Department is asking once again to resettle 70,000 refugees in the next year, and Dewey is confident officials can come closer to meeting that figure. He notes the number of refugees settled per month has been rising as security procedures get worked out. The bigger problem, as Dewey sees it, is the changing nature of who is a refugee. During the Cold War, the U.S. often brought in 200,000 refugees a year, mainly from two regions, the former Soviet Union and Southeast Asia. When communism collapsed, so did the number of those refugees. Today, Dewey says asylum seekers are more likely to come from failed states and protracted internal conflicts.
The refugees are in far fewer numbers, and they're scattered all over the world, 60 to 80 places, and these are often dangerous places where there are threats on the lives of Americans, and it's impossible for people to conduct interviews.
Since the 9/11 attacks, the State Department has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on extensive security measures for immigration officials working overseas. The cost of resettling a refugee to the U.S. has doubled in the past year. As it looks to new groups, Dewey says the U.S. may also expand its very limited allowances for family reunification and perhaps give greater priority to refugees who've been stuck, in some cases living decades in increasingly squalid conditions. Migration analyst Kathleen Newland says this, too, should be a national security concern.
Generations growing up, uneducated, marginalized, alienated, bitter, angry. And if a terrorist recruiter comes along and offers them, you know, an alternative, the danger is, I think, a very real one, that some are going to say yes.
Recommendations for a new refugee admissions policy are expected this fall. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.